Welcome to the Yadkin Psalter. My name is Jonathan Gaylord, the pastor at Yadkinville United Methodist Church. In 2021, we are spending the year intentionally praying and resting in the Psalms. Each Sunday, our main worship service will center around one of the Psalms, and this podcast invites us to pray that Psalm through the ancient practice of Lectio Divina. Each week, we will read through the Psalm for the upcoming Sunday three times. Throughout the reading, I will offer you prompts to hit pause for a time of prayer and contemplation. You may take as much or as little time as you would like. You're encouraged to listen and pray with each episode multiple times throughout the week in order for the psalm to weave into your heart. We will pray the psalm from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer Psalter. Some of us might find it beneficial to practice Lectio Divina with a notebook to take note of our responses and thoughts during prayer. As we begin, I invite you to center your mind and body. For our first reading, the invitation is to listen for one word or phrase from the Psalter passage that the Holy Spirit might be offering to you. Hear this first reading of Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers. For my brethren and companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. Before moving into the second reading, you're invited to press pause and consider what words or phrases stuck out to you in the first reading. For our second reading, the invitation is to enter into the scripture passage, asking yourself, what do you feel? What are your emotions? And how is this psalm speaking to your life today? Hear this second reading of Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers. For my brethren and companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. Before moving into the third and final reading, you're invited to press pause and consider how this psalm makes you feel, what emotions you might be experiencing, and how this psalm is speaking into your life today. For our last reading, listen for God's personal invitation to you from the Psalter passage. Hear this third reading of Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers. For my brethren and companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. As you go out into this day, I invite you to keep Psalm 122 in your heart and mind, asking yourself, what is God saying to you today?